I hope your name's written there. And if it's not, it can be, even today. I want to invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2. And if you'll find your place there, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Tonight we begin a new study entitled Avoiding Confusion. When you look at everything around the world today, I mean, there's movies, TV shows, news outlets, podcasts, social media, your friends, your family. Everyone has an opinion on every topic today. We look at what's going on in the world today. There's confusion about gender identity, the origin of the universe, the sanctity of life, cries for justice and exactly what justice means. Debates seem to rage all around us every day. A lot of us have opinions. We have some ideas on cultural issues, but it seems like even in churches today, many Christians have not taken the time to dig into the scriptures to get a biblical worldview for all of the different issues that exist around us. Amen. What we want to do is look into the scripture, and we want to avoid confusion by looking at everything that we face in the world today through the lens of Scripture. And so we're going to start this series of lessons with this lesson, the cornerstone of life. And we'll take a couple of weeks to go through each one of these lessons as we dig into these issues. But the reality is, everybody has a worldview. Everybody has a paradigm. Their way that they see the world, the way that they look at things in the world. Not everybody's worldview is accurate, though. Just because you have a paradigm, a worldview, doesn't mean that it's right. Worldviews that are based on unbiblical philosophies are not true, and they create confusion. But God gives us a worldview. He gives us a way to look at the world. He gives us a paradigm through his truth to bring clarity out of the confusion. And so we want to make sure that we get things right by starting with the right foundation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 says, "Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." And can I bring your attention back to the end of verse 20 as well? Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the foundation on which everything must be built. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll dig into the scriptures a little more. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together this evening. And Father, we thank you for all who are here. We pray for those who are unable to be here, and just pray that they can be ministered to through your word, through the live stream. And I just pray that you would help all of us, that we would grow closer to you. Lord, that we would grow closer to one another, that we would follow you more closely, be true disciples of Jesus. And I pray that if anyone hearing this lesson tonight has never been born again, that tonight that foundation may be laid in their life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we trust in you. We love you. We're so thankful for who you are. And we pray that you'll help us to build our lives on you today and every day. And Lord, please help us to gain a biblical worldview to help us stand and have a ready answer in the confusion that surrounds us every day. Please help. Please heal and please bless. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of conversation in our world today dealing with significant issues like the origin of life, the existence of God, the reliability of the Bible. You can talk to just about anyone in our community, and you're going to get all kinds of different ideas on anything that you want to talk about. The conflicting ideas surrounding all of these topics, they give confusion to people's hearts and minds. And so what we got to get to, we understand that in discussions over significant topics is the worldview or paradigm with which one approaches any issue shapes how he or she sees the information related to that issue. So not only does it change the way you look at things, but it changes the way you look at the information about those things. So whatever the topic is, you may scroll through Facebook, you see a post, and you have your opinion on it, and you can click on the comments. Does anybody do this? And you scroll through the comments, and you see all the different conflicting ideas and information that's posted, maybe news articles that are linked to, and it doesn't matter what it is, however it's presented, you have a way that you look at that information that's presented. It's based on your worldview. Now, just a quick show of hands, how many of you wear contacts or glasses? You can see your hands. Wow, that is a lot of corrective. All right, so this ought to land really well tonight. Okay, so do things look differently when you have your glasses or contacts on or in than they do without them? Amen. I'm going to assume they do, or you wouldn't have glasses or contacts, right? I was thinking about my nephew. And studying this and just this illustration, when he was younger, they didn't know. A lot of times when kids are small, you don't know that they need glasses until something comes along. Well, they were visiting my cousin at an Army air base. And while they were driving along the highway, there were Black Hawk helicopters flying along. And they said, "Oh, look at the helicopters." And he squinted and looked out the window. And he says, "You mean those big birds?" And they discovered that he needed glasses. He needed some corrective lenses. And when he got those, it changed the way he saw everything. It became more clear. Here's the truth. A lot of people are looking at the world, and it just seems normal to them. That's the way it is. And they don't even realize that their vision is blurred. They don't even realize that what they see is not accurate. They don't even know that they need something corrected in the way that they view things. And listen, the reality is if we're not looking at things through the lens of Scripture, then it's blurry. That goes for the world out there, and it goes for you in here. When we look at any issue in the world today, we have to learn to look at it through the lens of Scripture. We have to learn to look at it that way. Now, in biblical times, they had a cornerstone. The ancient cornerstone was literally that. It started at the corner. It was the first stone that was laid. When they built the temple, they couldn't have any sawing or cutting or anything going on at the site of the temple, at the building. All of it had to be hewn, it had to be cut, had to be done at the place where they got the stone. And it had to be cut perfectly. It had to be true. It had to be straight. Everything had to be exactly right. And when they brought it in and set it in place, that was what guided the building of the rest of the temple. And that kind of building was done in biblical times. It was the first stone that was laid. It was a guide for every other stone. And once it was established, it was unmovable. Amen. That's really, really, really critical that we get that. So everything we're going to study in this series of lessons, we've got to understand that when you start looking at things through the lens of Scripture, things are going to look different to you than they do to the world. You see, the truth is, you're made in the image of God. Amen. The truth is, God has stamped His awareness on your conscience. He's made every person aware of the fact that He is God. He's written it in us. We know that there's a God in heaven. Even people who claim to be atheists are suppressing that truth in their unrighteousness. They know that God's there. He's put His knowledge in their minds, but they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. But it's there. You have a purpose because you were made by a divine designer. And so the reality is that you are created by God. God has given us His truth, His word, and we want to look at everything through His truth. And the foundation that we have is Jesus Christ. And when Christ is our foundation, then everything else fits together the right way. Amen. When we build on Christ and when everything lines up with Him and with His truth. But when we try to build our lives out of line with the cornerstone, that's where we get messed up. Now, secularists try to take God out of history. They try to deny His absolutes. They try to insist that man knows better than God. The world would say even if he exists. And we need to get to a place where we understand that God is the creator and we view everything through the lens of his scripture. Now, there was a study done by Johnson, Hogue, and Ludens. They traced the decline of mainline denominations in our country. Their specific research was done on the Presbyterian Church USA, and it led to the conclusion that the primary reason for the decline was the laity's lack of conviction that Jesus alone was the means of salvation. And the truth is this: any theological departure from the centrality of Jesus Christ will always be catastrophic. In other words, if Jesus isn't the center of everything that we believe and everything that we do, then everything's going to fall apart. But when Jesus is the foundation, when we're building on him and his truths, and we line everything up with him, then everything fits together and everything can be built one on another, line upon line, precept upon precept. Our lives, our walk with Christ, our families, his church, everything can be built the right way when we do that. So tonight we want to learn more about the reliability of the cornerstone. The cornerstone was costly. 1 Kings 5:17 says, "The king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones and huge stones, to lay the foundation of the house." Jesus Christ is critical. He's precious. He's more valuable than anything in the universe, and we want to get that foundation laid. The cornerstone was carefully selected, accurately cut, and precisely placed. And our Savior was carefully selected. He was wounded for our iniquities, and he is precisely placed as the preeminent one. And we want to line our lives up with him. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you. We pray that you'll bless your word. Help us to understand how critical it is for Christ to be at the center of our lives. I pray that you bless as we look further into the scriptures to dig in and understand more about the cornerstone, what that means, and how that applies to our lives, that we would be walking faithfully in obedience to you. Lord, I pray that you would bless in our small groups and the discussion, that Jesus would be magnified and that we would walk more closely with you. And Lord, I pray that in the midst of all the confusion around us, you would help us to understand your truths and live by those truths day by day. And Lord, give us the courage to stand on those truths against the opposition of this world today. Please bless and please help, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everybody, you are dismissed to your groups. If you're in Brother Mike's group, would you stand up for me, please?